You know, okay. Shah Rukh had taught me this much before I became an actor. I had the good fortune of spending an afternoon with him in the mid-90s. I was still a student and I asked him that, you know, which is your dream role? Yes, it is our responsibility as makers, obviously not to over-glorify somebody who might be an antagonist. I don't think it would be entirely correct for us as the makers to take a moral stand on the character. We've shown the character the way we thought would be most entertaining as a story.
Koimoi.com.
Hello and welcome to Koimoi. This is Shubham Kulkarni. And today we are in conversation with the big bull, Abhishek Bachchan. Hello, Abhishek. And first of all, happy Holi.
Happy Holi to you too, man.
Yeah. So you're having a working Holi. Why is that?
Why is that?
Yeah, a working Holi. Well,
yes, it is. I'm actually in Agra shooting for my new film, Dasvi. So yeah. I'm away from my family, sadly, on Holi. And I'm all alone. So I said, might as well try and get some work done and spend the day with you guys.
That's true. I'll jump straight to the question about the film, which is, it's a real-life character, Harshad Mehta. Tell me, how easy or difficult was it to create him, to play him?
Well, it's a fictionalized, dramatized telling of a particular person. So so it's actually pretty simple because you don't really have to adhere to any guidelines. Like I said, it's a dramatized version inspired by true events. So so you have the liberty to interpret the character the way you want.
This is your second project amid the pandemic. Third, but acting-wise, it's the second. Tell me, what are you missing from the normal time?
Well, shooting on a film set during the pandemic is obviously slightly different to what we're normally used to. You know, with everybody wearing masks and in their PPE kits and sanitization boots and restricted access and social distancing. So there's a certain give and take and, you know, personal interaction that we're used to on a film set, which has been reduced. So that's the only thing you miss. Otherwise, I'm just, you know, I'm grateful and thankful that we still get to do our job.
I was going through the social media and reactions to the Big Bull trailer. One thing that I came across is the frame. There's a frame with you, with your hands on your waist, and it's a similar frame in Guru. Was that a purposely put reference, or it just happened?
It just happened, man. It's the same actor, so, you know, certain things are going to be the same.
It's the same thought process. There are listicles on social media, which call you the underrated actor, or someone who Bollywood has not explored much. Do you read them? What do you think about them?
No, I don't believe in all these things. Oh, you're underrated or underutilized.
Yeah.
I'm thankful and flattered that you think so, but I think everybody gets what they deserve and what they work for.
Do you have any say goals that you want to play such role or something of that sort?
I think your ideal or your dream role should be the one that you're doing at that point of time. Shah Rukh had taught me this much before I became an actor. I had the good fortune of spending an afternoon with him in the mid-90s. I was still a student and I asked him that, you know, which is your dream role? And he said, your dream role should always be the one that you're shooting for at that point of time. Because if it's not your dream role, then you're not going to do justice to it. And then why are you doing it?
There is also a conversation, say, around portraying or glorifying a criminal or bad men. In the recent times, there was Kabir Singh, who was pointed out for his, say, violence. There was Joker in Hollywood, who was called out for brutality. Tell me, where does the Big Bull stand in that conversation, according to you?
I'm not in complete agreement with your analysis.
Okay.
And I would respectfully say that I don't think it's correct or fair to label them in the way you have. We as creative people have to make an interesting story.
Yeah.
Which side of the moral divide I think is decided upon largely by the audience.
Okay.
We have to tell an interesting story. Yes, it is our responsibility as makers, obviously not to over-glorify somebody who might be an antagonist to a certain degree. But I think as far as the Big Bull is concerned, I think I would probably leave that decision up to you as the audience to decide whether he was a good guy or a bad guy. we've tried to be as truthful to our material as possible. There's in life, you know, there's black and white.
Yeah.
But what you very soon realize is that most of us function within the grays. Mm-hmm. Nobody's perfect. There's a bit of good and there's a bit of bad in everyone. Which part of that you want to retain, I think, is an individual choice. And I think something similar we have shown in Big Bull about the amazing achievements that this character made, how he faltered as well, because he's human at the end of the day. But when you walk out of the film, whether he was somebody who should be praised or should be criticized, I think is something I'm very interested to know what the audience comes away from the film with.
Yeah.
So I don't think it would be entirely correct for us as the makers to take a moral stand on the character. We've shown the character the way we thought would be most entertaining as a story and intriguing and something that can capture your attention. Whether you end up liking him or not is a choice I'll leave up to the audience. Koimoi.com.